to my heart, I can hear you whisper, asking me lovingly to come and follow you. Here I am, did I hear you call my name? Here I am, as you will. Speak, my God, I am ready to begin. Here I am, I come to follow you.
Good morning. This is Dare to Love. This is Sister Lavina Frances Pamet. I'm a Franciscan Sister of the Sacred Heart, and I also serve as the Coordinator of Religious Vocations Ministries in the Office of Four Religious of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I serve as a main part of that ministry as the Coordinator of CAVA, which is the Chicago Archdiocesan Vocation Association, a group of men and women consecrated and also lay people who are passionate about vocation awareness work and helping discerners to find their way and be able to listen to God's call in their hearts. And this morning is a special morning, October 3rd, Thursday. I have two special guests as people who are very much passionate in following Christ through the modeling of St. Francis of Assisi. Tomorrow is the Feast of St. Francis. So I have two sisters who are Franciscans. One is my very own sister and community, Sister Nancy Roberta Schramm. Good morning, Sister Nancy.
Good morning, Lavina.
And also Sister Peggy Quinn, who is a Joliet Franciscan. And Sister Peggy, maybe I'll ask you to say the official name of your community, because Joliet Franciscan is really not the official name. So can you say the whole thing, please, for me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. And we're Sisters of St. Francis of Mary Immaculate.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if I could do that, so I knew you would know that better. Anyway, thank you so much, both of you, Nancy and Peggy, for waking up. Well, you probably wake up very early, but being here on the show, both on the phone with me. Quigley Center is downtown, if people don't know that, to our listeners. But with the magic of technology, we can have people and call them and be with us in the show anyway. So we'll start with, first of all, I wanted this day, this show, this morning, to have a theme of really dedicating it and celebrating the Feast of Francis and the Spirit of Francis. So, and also with so many things going on right now, I really wanted to focus, and this is the reason that I asked Nancy to be with us, is because Nancy had lived more than 30 years and keeps coming back, I think, almost every year, if not every year, since she returned to the U.S. In Brazil. And what's going to be going on practically the whole month of October is the Synod for the Amazon. Sister Nancy, could you tell us a little bit more about what the Synod and also how we're trying to make people more aware of that in our local area?
Yes, it certainly is my pleasure. As you mentioned, the Synod will be from October 6th until October 27th in the Vatican. And the theme that they have chosen is called New Paths for the Church and for an Integral Ecology. And the focus that they're trying to do, naturally the document will come out after the Synod, but I did review the working document where they have all what the bishops and what other people are reading and reflecting on in preparation for it. So what they are talking about is that we need new paths of evangelization, but these paths must be designed for and with the people of God who live in this region. They are inhabitants of communities in rural areas. They're in cities. There are people who live on the riverbanks, migrants and displaced people, and especially there's a special part in this document remembering and discussing the indigenous people. And I think that's this is a very special focus. They are a minority, but they are very much part of what the Amazon is. And just one other point is this point of ecology. Up until now, most of the synods have been treating something that was more connected to church or only connected to church, I should say. But this special synod transcends the strictly church sphere of reflection, and it focuses on universal church as well as on the future of the planet.
Did we lose you, Sister Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. something came on for some reason.
I heard a voice too.
But thinking about, and I'm trying to remember when it was that it just seems so interesting. Although it did put even more attention because the news covered it, the fires that have been happening recently, which was big enough and devastating, I'm pretty sure, and putting more focus on the synod as well and the concerns. And I guess reading through it again on when the news about it, the synod was released, that this really involves the Amazon encompassing a region of 7.8 million square kilometers. And also the news media kept on saying, you know, the lungs of the earth. And you were talking about the survival of the planet.
Yes, and that is one of the focuses that is going to be at the Synod. And it's very interesting because at the time that the working document was developed and sent out, the fires, the large fires that we have now, had not started. So this is truly an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we are seeing what is happening and how much of it is being destroyed. And it's become a great, great worry, not only for Pope Francis, but for anyone who's connected to the earth and realizes and knows how important the Amazon area is. I was looking up a few things yesterday, and I read there are 100,000 fires still burning.
Wow. At different places?
That's even beyond our comprehension, my comprehension.
Oh, my goodness. And really, I'm also thinking about, and Sister Nancy, I don't know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but or maybe Sister Peggy would know, when Laudato Si came out, do you remember what year that was? Because I think we celebrated.
Yes. That was on May 24th, 2015.
That's right. And it's like, wow. And I'm still going back to it from time to time, because when the first time that it came out, people have not even heard, you know, that term. But for so many years, religious communities, especially sisters, have already started documenting it and studying it. And the prophets of our day really have started talking it. But it wasn't until Pope Francis came out and released this this letter and this document, that when it came out, then the church really paid more attention and still is trying to get a grasp of it. Can you tell us a little bit more about that as sort of like a part of the background?
Yeah, in fact, the beginning of Laudato Si, the Holy Father takes the history and he does quote Pope St. John the 23rd. And he also quotes Paul the Sixth, and he quotes St. John Paul II, who had always also written different things about taking care of the earth. But, again, I think the general universal consciousness was not there, and these writings did not become as powerful as Pope Francis' writing is. One of the important things that I think he has in it, He cries out with a passion. One of the reflections of it, he says, "This sister, who is our Mother Earth, now cries out to us because of the harm that we have inflicted on her by our irresponsible use and abuse of the goods with which God has endowed her. God's earth is a way of connecting us to God. And when we destroy that earth, we are destroying ways in which God wants to communicate to us. To me, it's like a word. Nature, creation is God's word, and we won't hear some of those words anymore if we are not more conscious of the work we must do to help save Mother Earth.
That's right. And so it seems like, you know, I have been in Brazil twice now in the past several years. And you lived in Brazil in the Amazon. Well, not in the Amazon area, but we have our community has a convent near the jungle. But
Just let me correct you. That is part of the Amazon. But because, I mean, the Amazon goes from, it has nine countries. But it goes up into the ocean where the island of Marajó is. So we are in the jungle area. Now, What happened was a lot of deforestation over the years. So, but it is part of the Amazon area where we are.
Right. And it does say, you know, the territory that belongs to nine, as you said, different nations, you know, not just Brazil, I guess for me, because we are in Brazil, but also Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Guyana, Suriname, French Guyana. And well, the Pope having come from South America, even though maybe that's, you know, too far south to be part of all that, it's very much in his consciousness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
it does make a difference. But being in the U.S., I live in the Chicago area. And so, you know, if I had not been there, and I also grew up in the Philippines, but I was not around, you know, the jungle or the forest areas. So it just seems like it's so far away. However, it's not all about just being in the forest and actually where we feel more connected to the earth. What can we do now as people of the city, those who are living in places that seems to be detached from all that forest area? Is there something that we're doing now? And this is probably a good time too, Nancy, before I forget, I know you're trying to create more awareness locally and an event and prayer for what's going on right now. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, in fact, I'm telling you about that, I can answer that other question. On the 27th of October, we will be hosting an event that prays for and celebrates the Amazon area. And as you mentioned it, it is a risk for most people who have never been there. They think it's so huge, you know, this must not mean a lot of things. But it's very important, if you not only if you have an interest, but that you keep attentive and look for articles. There's so much written. All you have to do, especially now, is Google Amazon. And if you want to see some drastic pictures of what the burning looks like, you can also Google burning. We can do a lot because as we know, the Amazon are the lungs of the earth. So what kind of products do we use? What kind of materials are we conscious of that are hurting Mother Earth? The deforestation started because of the landowners who wanted to raise their cattle because in the United States and in Europe, meat is a very prominent food, and yet we don't stop and think where that's all coming from. All the beautiful furniture that we have, people in Europe and the United States, mahogany, those trees, and a great part of the forest, are gone. And the government has tried to replant trees, for instance, eucalyptus tree, but that's not a noble wood. It takes years to plant a noble wood and have it become an adult tree. So we have to be very conscious of what we buy and how we dispose of what we have and make our choices. It's just that, I mean, it's difficult because I remember reading way back in John Paul II, one of the things he wrote is that we will never be able to resolve this ecological problem until people are willing to change their style of life.
Right. And it seems to me.
Yeah.
It seems to me.
Because we're so far, we don't always see that.
Right. It really takes a lot of education, and that takes commitment and time to even know what it is that we can do. You know, Nancy, thank you so much for giving us that information. It's a huge amount. We could hold probably practically the whole month to do it. We're going to take a break. And if you could stay with us and probably continue some more conversation, and then I will be talking a little bit more with Sister Peggy and what they're doing in their community as well.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
As you will, speak, my God, I am ready to.
Are you looking for quality, affordable childcare? Well, look no further than Catholic Charities Child Development Centers. We have 5 locations conveniently located in Chicago, Berwyn, and Summit. Each center offers a safe, welcoming environment where children receive a nutritious breakfast, lunch, and snack. They participate in a creative, age-appropriate curriculum that is both challenging and fun. Preschoolers enjoy art, music, literature, and computer activities, while our school-age program includes homework help, art, sports, music, field trips, and more. Catholic Charities has more than 100 years of experience providing high-quality programming and services focused on children and families. Prepare your child for future success today. Visit our centers online at catholiccharities.net/childdevelopment or call Megan Velasco at 312-655-8592. That's 312-655-8592.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to a celebration of unity at the newly formed St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta Parish. Representatives of several parishes across the Archdiocese attend Vision Day, a day that focuses on the spiritual side of Renew My Church. And we'll visit with Father Peter Wojcik and hear his hope and vision for the future of the Church here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Catholic Charities has been working to improve lives and communities for more than 100 years, offering help and hope to people of all races and religions who come to us in need. All are welcome at Catholic Charities as clients, volunteers, donors, and advocates. Catholic Charities is the social service arm of the Catholic Church and the largest Midwest provider of programs and services that strengthen individuals, families, and communities. With support from donors and partners, we provide meals, clothing, housing, counseling, education, and job training. We provide these services with competence and compassion. To learn more or to join us as a donor or volunteer, visit CatholicCharities.net.
And we are back to Dare to Love show this morning. This is Sister Lavina, and I have Sister Nancy, who was talking about the Synod on the Amazon, and we also have Sister Peggy Quinn with us. Sister Nancy is with the Franciscan Sisters of the Sacred Heart, and our mother house is in Frankfort, Illinois, and Sister Peggy Quinn is with the Joliet Franciscans. And right now, we are also... I guess ahead of time, tomorrow is the Feast of St. Francis, and I really wanted to have people more aware, aside from, you know, the blessing of animals and, you know, of course, celebration of creation. There's so much more that's going on in the world and different communities, not just Franciscans, but basically with the Franciscan spirit, communities are really trying hard to make sure that we are connected to the earth, to each other, and underneath all that, the value of really trying to live out the gospel, the goodness, the good news of Jesus Christ. So, Sister Peggy, thank you again for joining us this morning. And so I just want to pose this question, and then you can, you know, take it away and do it what you will. When celebrating the Feast of Francis and talking about Francis, What are you thinking about?
Oh, it's some of what you already said. You know, it's the joy of creation. It's the spirit of Francis. We always think of the joy and the harmony and his reverence for the earth. But it really, the more you know the stories of his life, there's a whole awareness of God's love for all creation and all peoples. So he was very attracted to becoming this every single day turning toward God and realizing that God's goodness is in everybody. So he treated all of earth and he treated all peoples with such reverence. I think that's just one of my favorite words, and it made him a very humble man that people just were drawn to. And so I think we do pray and celebrate together on both today. Tonight is remembering his death, which has such powerful stories around his death, and then the celebration tomorrow as well. So those are just things that come to my mind. It's a relationship to all of creation, including all peoples, and building relationships in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention really quickly that Sister Peggy has recently, you finished your term in your leadership team, right, for your community. Mm-hmm. And she kind of had that transition time, she became very active with Kava, the invocation ministry. And so I appreciate that. and at the same
time,
right, among other things. And so what other hats are you wearing, and what other things are you involved with?
Well, when I was in office, another hat I wore was, it was called Counselor for Franciscan Spirituality, and that included social justice issues. And so I began to do that. And we had a very active committee, a justice and peace committee. And then I finally got on to the human trafficking committee. I thought, well, I'll go to Chicago and LaGrange and represent our sisters. There was a whole group of Illinois women religious against human trafficking. And it really stems out of that reverence for all peoples. And this is an issue where the dignity of persons is just used for exploitation throughout the world. And so many people back in when that started about 2008 in there, 7, 8, 9, people that, yeah, that's someplace, but not here in the United States. And so religious women and then all their partners have just worked and worked, and it's really become something in people's mind. In fact, when Nancy was speaking about the Laudato Si, there's also a pastoral for human trafficking, which is the word I think of is comprehensive. It's such a wonderful document. I've passed it on to other people, a real study of where it comes from and the roots and what we can do. And so we've had our committee, both the congregation committee, which has members from your congregation, as well as this Illinois Women Religious Against Human Trafficking. And I'm also part of a coalition here on the Will County area. And that, too, draws all kinds of peoples that can make a difference for this issue. One, it's awareness, but it's survival of persons and kind of reaching out, the outreach portion of it, a support system for people who have been a part of it. And they're really from all countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just I keep learning, and then people know I know some things, so now I'm giving talks. So I'm very involved with human trafficking. And another area is, again, that started from my justice work when I was on the board, is our Blue Stem Earth Festival.
Yes, I've been to one. I missed the one in, did you have one in May earlier this year?
Yes, it's every May for the last 6 years. We started when the county didn't hold it anymore. And so one of our associates said, why don't we do this? And we thought, oh, my heavens, that's just, you know, how could we do that?
So can you tell me more about, because that's usually held in, did you do it in the University of St. Francis?
Yeah, we
Joliet? Okay.
Yes, and they are super supportive in all kinds of ways. Very sustainable college. They're very aware of that issue of living in a sustainable way. And so the festival itself is held there, and all kinds of people from town kind of help support it. And there's a committee that's made up of people from Will County on our executive committee for the Blue Stem Earth Festival. It's always held, I believe, the third Saturday in May, and it's like a 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock, just one full day, but it's 90 exhibits and vendors that are all doing sustainable, well, it's information, and it's giveaways, and it's fun with music and even the food is organic or locally grown.
It's a fun and great way to learn, just as Nancy was trying to say, it's not all like boring stuff that you read, because think the more that you start knowing and maybe start out on that level of having fun, just learning, you know, some of the visual things and the food and everything. So if people are interested in knowing about this, starting probably with the Blue Stem Earth Festival, is there a website for that, Peggy?
There is, yes. It's BlueStemEarthFestival.com.
So BlueStemEarthFestival.com. All right. Thank you.
And it's called Living with Justice and Love.
Okay.
The unique thing about the festival is, and it fits very much with the Franciscan flavor, it is reverence for the earth and all the things energy-wise and water and waste and foods that you spoke of already. But it's also people's. And so we have booths at our Earth Festival on human trafficking, on anti-racism, on pollution, different homeless children. There's another organization. So all kinds of organizations.
Wonderful.
And they collaborate with each other wonderfully.
We are running out of time. Can you believe it? So BlueStemEarthFestival.com is the place to go to. Now, going back to Nancy, Sister Nancy, you work in the mission office in the in the Diocese of Joliet. You're still there, Nancy? Okay, good.
Do you have
to invite people if they're interested in a mission trip or anything with social justice? Is there a number or a site that they can go to?
Yes, they can. They can go on the website of the Diocese of Joliet, and they'll see an icon there that talks about service and human dignity. We, the mission office, part of the human dignity office.
Okay.
And so they can follow the path and the orientation from there. Or you could just call me directly, 815-221-6257.
Again, please?
815-221-6257.
And that's for Sister Nancy.
We go to the Philippines, to Bolivia, to the Navajo Nation, and we are starting one in Uganda.
Well, we're out of time, sisters. Thank you so much, Nancy and Peggy. And if anything else, you can call me, Sister Lavina, for any questions, 312-534-5240. God bless everybody, and happy Feast of St. Francis tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I come to follow you.
I've traveled long and far to follow you. A stranger and a pilgrim in this world. Sometimes I wonder what this journey